Here's today's interesting fact. This is why you listen.
Yeah?
11% of women own guns. There you go. Okay.
Kat, are you in that 11% or do you borrow guns?
I own a gun.
Well, it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, I would borrow you may guns, not, you but, may not, right, you may but not I be, also own
no.
a gun. Yeah.
You may not be packing heat right at the moment when you need it, and then you would go, give me your gun.
Well.
No, I just meant in general.
Yeah.
No, I own a shotgun, actually. We're
going
to be technical.
Well, we don't have to be, but that's fine.
So it's not the assault rifle that we've seen pictures of.
Yeah, then. Really.
Now,
yeah.
Now.
Not that AK-47.
It wasn't an AK-47.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So after learning last week about the parents who have named their child hashtag, remember that?
There should be a law against that.
Well, again, as Keanu Reeves said in Parenthood, you need a license to drive a car, but any blank can be a parent. And so there you go. But it did bring us to the situation where we talked about the most common names for boys and girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we have today the list of names that have dropped back, as a matter of fact. Abigail slips down to number 14 out of the top 10 for the first time. And out of the top 100, these are all out of the top 100 that used to be in there. Abby, Ashlyn, Hadley, Jocelyn, Jordan, that's with a Y, Julianne, Catherine. Oh, gosh, Kat, you're not in there anymore.
That's because I'm one of a kind.
There you are. Kira, Liliana, Penelope, and Summer. Summer's not in there anymore. Is spring still there? Okay. Boys' names, Logan slips out of the top 10 for the first time, and out of the top 100 would be Bryce, Bryson, Caden. I thought there were a lot of Cadens, but maybe not.
That's because these are like the names that were all popular kid names within the last 7 to 10 years, I would think.
Joshua and Justin. Well, go back in there and bring them back up. But anyway, and again, if you care whatever other people call their kids. I mean, I can't imagine. I guess you could look at a list and maybe that would tweak something in your head if you're not going to name it after somebody else who's in your family. But wow, I don't. And I know that they probably have a lot of views at the baby name list. No doubt about that. A new Walgreens mega store opened up with much fanfare, a few celebrities, and a red carpet on Friday. The new store boasts a much more high-end experience.
Really? Is that what we're looking for?
Walgreens! Come on! Now, I love me some Walgreens, so I'll be honest with you.
Wait, shouldn't you be saying, like, Greenatorium? Come on.
Well, no.
Let's not be hypocrites.
Well, no, I'm not. No, this is because this is, if you're shopping someplace, you would say that. This is a story about the store, the company itself.
Okay.
That's the difference. If you're having an experience, you personally, then you went to a Shoppatorium or a Farmatorium or whatever, but because this is the company.
Or the Walgreenatorium.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, this Walgreens has added amenities like a sushi bar, barista cafe, a smoothie bar.
Oh my gosh.
And self-serve frozen yogurt.
Well, they had all the space where they used to develop pictures. They're not doing anything.
Yeah, that's true. They're not doing that anymore. The Sunset and Vine store stocks 700 fine wines, artisan cheeses and meats, and even
at Walgreens?
Yep, and they have a brow shaping bar, which I think I've been waiting on for years. Yeah, so there you go.
I guess you got to do what you got to do to survive.
Well, again, and they may be making money off of that.
Walgreens?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's Walgreens. Wow.
Not exactly the five and dime.
No, can I still get my almonds at half price?
I just want to know if they still have as many kickin' Halloween decorations. When I was a kid, Walgreens was the place.
Well, not this time of year. It has to be a certain time of year.
Naturally.
Hello.
My first job was a busboy in a Walgreens.
A busboy?
Yeah,
you mean like when they had a lunch counter?
Yeah.
Wow. You're old.
Scott!
Well, I say that, you know, it's funny because for folks who've lived here for a long time, now, you know, the Old Townshire Shopping Center, which basically is nothing now. I mean, you know, it's Tops Printing, and there's a Federal Employees Credit Union, I think, and a rental place. There's a mail service there too, but basically, you know, what it used to be was the place, and they had Jarrett's Pharmacy was there, and they had a lunch counter. I mean, you know, I'd go down there to sell advertising to Sears, and more often than not, the guy who was supposed to be selling me advertising was down drinking coffee at Jarrett's, and But, you know, there was a downtown counter at Woolworth and Bryan.
So
those things went on.
Were you ever like George Bailey and worked as a soda jerker?
No.
No,
most American thing I did was paperboy.
No, he's just a regular jerker.
Yeah, just a regular jerker, exactly right. But you know, that's true. Lunch counters used to be around.
Sure,
you could do that. That was part of Americana. But you know, Walgreens wasn't really down here. They didn't get down here till CVS did, and then you know they have to build across the street from.
Of course,
each other.
They do.
So because that's what they do.
The cool thing about Walgreens though is they have that as seen on TV aisle.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for that. I admit it.
My wife has bought Christmas for me more than once there. Stands right there and takes them and throws them in the cart. And
oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just...
Be easy to please.
We just got away from the... let's see. We got rid of the stand-up pasta cooker, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Got rid of a stand-up pasta cooker?
I didn't know you needed one. I really didn't. Well. Yeah. Jackie said, is it okay if we throw this away? I went, yeah.
Wanted to do, like, a consumer challenge with that stuff.
Yeah.
Does this junk really work?
Well, you know, one time we were talking about that, and she'd gotten me this thing called the Shark.
I remember that, steam cleaner thingy, wasn't it?
Are you serious?
I thought Tom and Chase were going to fight each other to come see if they could borrow the Shark.
Shark?
They were all over that.
They jumped the Shark.
Yeah, really good.
Man who knows how to iron his own clothes is a sexy thing.
Yeah, no,
not
this,
gonna
no,
lie.
This
it's
is
a vacuum,
but
isn't
it's
it?
A it's a well, it's a steam cleaner.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Shoots hot steam at stuff.
Oh,
and, you know,
well.
So it's not that one. But I mean, if you want to find a man who irons his own clothes, that's fine. Tell him to take them off before he irons them.
I've never done that before.
It is another kind of person, right, who does that. Anyway, a Waynesville, North Carolina man who won a Carolina Cash lottery jackpot of $118,000 said he didn't realize it for almost 3 weeks that he'd won. Wayne Haskett didn't check his ticket.
It's
for
like
the November 6th cash.
They don't even expect to win, people who buy tickets.
And again, you know, if you'll buy that $140 book from that guy we were talking about earlier today, then you might have an opportunity to do that. But then on the same time, maybe not. Hey, if you weren't worth us last hour, you need to know today is the 20th birthday of the text. Which reminds me. We'll see if Mr. Downs knew that.
Oh.
We'll call him this morning. I think he's here.
Assuming he didn't melt away yesterday.
We'll see. Let's see.
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, is Ben there?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You sound underwhelmed. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
That's great. Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. He's the boss. The Texas broadcaster of the year.
He's so tired.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
You think you're going to get away with it? Not up in here.
Not up in here.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Oh, man, he's beat.
You know, we were leaving the...
I had somebody walk over and give me an umbrella yesterday.
Did you? A parasol, so to speak.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You know, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We were leaving the... we always go to the Christmas Bazaar out there at the Brazos Center, and we were leaving and...
Well, aren't you special? You know, I have my own... tradition as well, but go right ahead.
Well, we do that. We do that, and then, you know, the singing cadets, the choral activities has their Christmas concert, and so we do that annually, and that, you know, happens on the same day as the parade. But as we were walking out in our shorts and collared shirts and getting into the car...
And saying, boy, it sure is hot this
going,
time of year.
Yeah, actually thinking, boy, I tell you what, old Ben's feeling pretty good right now. And,
oh, man. I had to take the suit back to the dry cleaners today in a hazmat bag.
Yeah,
they have to wring it out first.
I bet.
Oh, man.
That's nasty. Well, I know because Cat looks like a lobster today. I'm saying, you know,
the things I do for Brian Broadcast.
Yeah, really.
Well,
yeah.
She's fair skinned to begin with.
Did you get rid of the stinking gloves at least?
What do you mean?
Were you wearing the gloves?
No, he had gloves on.
Oh, man.
I even bring spare gloves just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Wow.
Driver. No. We are a full service Santa service here.
So now, did you have like an elastic band around your glasses so they wouldn't slip off because of the sweat on your nose?
No, these are antique glasses. If we were to put an elastic band around them, I think they'd probably just snap in half.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. But anyway, Kat was able to... enjoy the magic of the parade. She'd never
seen
that before.
Boy, there was a ton of people out for
that
one. It was just huge, the number of children and all along there. And as you can tell, the voice is a little shot today, but that's okay. It's suffering for my art, and that's just fine. It stepped off at 2 o'clock. The route was 45 minutes from the time Santa got on to the time Santa got off the float, and so it was a good parade. It was a big parade. But
how were you able
parade.
To get everybody lined up without Tom Turbyville being there? I don't understand.
Well, we have their Skype.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like to see Tom on Skype.
There's a couple of guys, a couple of core guys standing there with iPads saying, "Excuse me, sir, Mr. Turbyville would like a word."
Yeah, there you go. Hold up the screen here.
You're supposed to be over in lot PA 50 East.
That's
sorry.
Right. So there.
Yeah.
Now, actually, the reason we called him, I did want to hear a short recap, but did you hear that today is the birthday of the text message?
I heard that. Did you say what the text message was?
Yes.
Was it anything like, "What hath God wrought?" Or
no.
In the case of text messages, "What hath God wrought?"
Very good.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
What is GD writ?
I remember when you guys used to be smart.
Thank you.
That was a pretty darn good one. Thank
it
you.
It was. Thank you. The text message actually was Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Aww.
But again, on December the 3rd?
Well, what else are you going to say?
I guess he thought it was going to take a while to deliver it.
I'm just saying, I wished a lot of people Merry Christmas yesterday.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, that's it, Did you hold up a wireless device at any point?
No.
Okay, well, I'm just asking.
Wait, huh?
Well, I mean...
First of all, you assume Santa has pockets. Second of all, why would he do that?
Well, just because of the way that we are now. Because this is our... excuse me. Before you retire, I assure you...
I'm not retired. My retirement, as you well know, involves a call to 911 and an EMT. So.
There will come a time when you will, in fact, be capturing video on a wireless device as you sit on top of the float. There will be a Santa cam, I'm telling you.
Well, that may very well be the case. I do know that lovely Mrs. Claus, Lily, took video as we drove along yesterday using a handheld wireless device.
Ah, see, well, I'm calling the Zents today. We're doing Santa cam next year.
Santa cam. I wonder how that would work.
Well, I think we know.
Split screen on both sides of the float.
Okay, something to think about. Thank you, Santa.
Good day and Merry Christmas.
It's harvest time at Royal Tree Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royal Tree Pecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now till Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6. So shop their unique Texas products produced here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecan's on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River. Or shop royaltypecans.com.
Hey, only halfway done. You know, it's the second weekend coming up this weekend of Christmas at the Creek. It's the new College Station holiday tradition. It's at Wolf Pen Creek Park. Now, they'll do it again this Friday and Saturday, so... chance for you to take advantage of that. It's from 6 until 9. You can go to the website and you can see each of the different things they're going to have. There'll be a gospel Christmas on the 7th. That's next Friday. And then next Saturday is Bring Your Pet and Enjoy a Movie Night. And again, lots of different things that you can see. Oh, by the Polar Express, by the way, will be showing on Saturday night in case you care about that. There's free admission, free parking at Post Oak Mall. And then they've got Hayride Drop-Off that they'll do at Post Oak Mall and the Art Center and Colgate Drive, which is the entrance to Wolf Pen Creek. All the information about what's going on at Christmas at the Creek is available at the website, which is cxtx.gov. Now, if you're a traditionalist from back before, you remember they used to do this thing over there in the park, right? That Christmas in the park. Well, some of that is still there, and you can go through. You can either drive through or stroll through Stephen C. Beachy Central Park to enjoy the lights. They've got the big Tower of Power thing still going on, too. So really kind of two locations. Really where the celebration is Christmas at the Creek. But then if you want to go through the park, it's there, too. And again, that special stuff is going on Friday and Saturday this week from 6 until 9. Chef Tay, Southern Comfort Road Trip, and Cake Junkie all there with their mobile food as well. If you happen to get... Yeah, Keith. If you happen to get hungry, and also there's a live nativity scene going on. The website, again, is cstx.gov.
This Christmas, we're asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. These children are specially selected and wouldn't have a Christmas present without your help. Choose a Christmas angel from a tree set up at both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive and 800 University Drive in College Station. You can also see the children's wishes at mychristmasangels.com. These children have Christmas wishes just like any child, and we hope you'll choose to help them on Christmas morning.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Yes, exactly right. You can go to the website mychristmasangels.com if you haven't had a chance to go by either of the Blue Bakers and do that. And we'll be getting reports probably this week. Allie will be in to kind of keep us up to date on that. And I think we have something else really special that we're going to be talking about. Really special.
Like how special?
Pretty dang special. In that this is something that we are actually going to put out there for open bidding.
I know what this really special is.
And it is. It's kind of fun. So. Alcohol doesn't tend to make you see more clearly.
You think?
Right, but in Dennis Duthie's case...
That's why they call them beer goggles.
Thank you. In Dennis Duthie's case, a bottle of whiskey literally saved his sight. The 65-year-old New Zealand man suddenly went blind when vodka he had been drinking reacted with the diabetes medication. He regained his sight only after the hospital staff administered whiskey. What?
Because it neutralizes the vodka somehow?
No, what? Do
they put it in his eyes or make him drink it?
I know. It's pretty. Just said they administered. I'm not sure. Rubbed it on his face. No telling. All right, here we go.
I did some administering. Never mind.
Yeah, there it is. Pac-Man reportedly returning to the small screen as a reality TV show.
What?
I'm sorry.
The show's creator calls it a big, crazy wipeout type event with a lot of energy. The idea is to take what Pac-Man is and bring it to life, to bring what is essentially the world's biggest game of tag to television. Yeah, and we're supposed, very nice, we're supposed to get excited about that. You're going to have to wear a big stupid...
That music makes me excited.
You're going to have to wear a big stupid yellow thing and run around?
Yes.
Is that how you're going to do that?
Why not?
It's just another opportunity to thank God that you work here.
I'm so scared that you found that so quickly. That really...
He's really good at finding stuff fast.
Yeah, but that's... Wow.
Pac-Man, hey, it was a hit.
It was.
This was a hit record, man.
Hello.
Just across the quarter, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Man. All right. Actor Gary Busey officially closed his bankruptcy case the other day, but despite wiping out $50,000 in debt from his name, he's still kind of in the hole. He owes about $450,000. According to the legal document, Mr. Busey filed for Chapter 7 back in February, claiming he owed $500,000 to creditors and discharged from bankruptcy on November the 26th as part of the deal.
That's not the only thing he's been discharged from.
Oh, man, no kidding. He got to keep all his assets, which is $26,000 worth. Okay. He's able to free himself from $57,000 worth of debt, but he does have some other debt, like $451,000 in state and federal taxes that he's not eligible to be cleared from. Gary's been here, you know. Played Bear Bryant in
some
football show.
It was the movie of Bear Bryant's life.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know how that went. I never saw it.
It was actually a really surprise. He's a freak about turning into who he's playing.
Oh, okay. Because
he turned into Buddy Holly, too, and that was creepy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that was an interesting movie. I enjoyed that.
I did, too. But he did the same thing with Bear Bryant.
Yeah, okay. So, remember the story we had last week about the NYPD guy who bought the boots for the homeless man on the cold
November night?
Please
tell me this. You're not going to blow that up.
Well, no. Oh. But the family of that homeless man, Jeffrey Hillman, were simply stunned. Tish Hillman, who is the wife of Hillman's brother, said, "The last time we heard from him was maybe a year ago on New Year's Day. Once a year he calls just to let us know that he's okay." While Jeffrey's two brothers had good careers, Jeffrey drifted around New York, Western Pennsylvania, New Jersey, jobless and indigent since the early 1980s.
So he must have been an artist of some sort.
Yeah, really. In 1993, he declared bankruptcy due to the New Jersey tax liens and ended up homeless. He was always finding trouble, they said. He is a bit lost. Yeah. Another says that Jeffrey has chosen a life, but he knows that our hearts and home are always with him. Police said they haven't seen him lately, but they're not worried. It's just the fact that he has shoes now, and he looks like pretty much lots of other homeless people.
Well, see, I saw a tweet that said that he no longer had his shoes this morning.
Maybe
he sold them.
That's true. Good. Stranger things have happened. All right, so here, is this a good sign? The Wall Street Journal reports that 90% of 105 companies surveyed, 90% say that they will throw Christmas parties or holiday parties this holiday season.
Woohoo!
That's probably a good thing. Last year they were at an all-time low at 74%. And again, this year between 90 and 100%. And now,
dun, dun, dun.
Something from the Department of Unexpected.
Yay!
Wine consumption levels in France are at a record low. That's right, drinking wine, which was once considered France's favorite pastime, now not so much. In 1965, the average French adult drank 160 liters of wine per year. That number is down to 57. Yeah, and just 17% call themselves regular wine drinkers. So there you are. Things are getting tougher there.
Next thing you're going to tell me they don't smoke over there anymore.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Hey, on this date in history, back in 1965, Keith Richards was electrocuted and knocked unconscious during a Rolling Stones concert in Sacramento, and he's never been the same since. 1965. That's why his hair looks so weird.
Yep.
And in 1984, if I say Bhopal, India, you know, 3,800 people killed outright when a Union Carbide pesticide plant had a leak.
I remember that.
Yep, 6,000 of those people would later die from their injuries. And in 2006 in New Zealand, a police-led initiative of spraying water on state highways to, of course, and we all know why, to release the trapped spirits of those killed in the vehicle crashes there.